organisation. Staying with medical matters, almost 1 million counterfeit or illegal medicines were seized here last year, according to the Health Products Regulatory Authority. It's warned of the serious health dangers posed by sourcing prescription medicines online and from unauthorised sources. Gráinne Power is Director of Compliance with the Health Products Regulatory Authority.
When you buy a prescription medicine online, it comes to you outside of a regulated supply chain. So the HPRA cannot stand over what that box contains. It may look like a medicine, but we actually can't stand over the fact it is. Coupled with that, there are some really serious medications, things like steroids, stimulants. Nobody should be taking medicines like that without a doctor's supervision.
Gráinne Power of the Health Products Regulatory Authority. Well, let's talk now to Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor with the Medical Independent. How much of a problem is it thought this is, Priscilla?
Well, it's a pretty significant problem, and it's something that's been growing in recent years. Actually, last year we had a record 1.6 million doses of illegal or counterfeit medicine seized by the HPRA, a similar figure in 2020. But thankfully, this is a decrease now, 940,000 dosage units. So it is a significant decrease, but it's still higher than 2018, where we had about 619,000 dosage units seized. So it's a very significant amount of medicines. And as Gráinne mentioned there, I mean, the dangers are what I suppose are most concerning here, as well as the fact that it is illegal. It's patient safety and the quality of the medicines that patients are getting by ordering online from unregulated sources. And, you know, the sale and supply of prescription medicine and over-the-counter medicines is tightly regulated in Europe. And you know what you're getting. It goes through very strict processes of anti-tampering, and that we know what the ingredients are and that the batch numbers can be checked. So obviously it's mostly the dangers, I think, that they're concerned about for patients. And so when you look at the types of medicines that are seized as well, like 26% that were seized last year of these medicines were sedatives, anabolic steroids were 22%, and then erectile dysfunction medicines 9%, and then painkillers at 7%, and stimulants at about 5%. So these are the kind of medicines that have been seized time and time again over recent years. And again, I suppose, you know, really, I suppose for patients who are buying medicines online, and why are they buying them online? Is it because perhaps sometimes patients might be embarrassed about looking for certain medicines? Sometimes they might think that these medicines, that you can get them legally online, as the websites might look legitimate, but they actually aren't legitimate. And then obviously they're for nefarious purposes as well. Mm-hmm. Sedatives or addictive type of painkillers, and also steroids for bodybuilders as well is a particular issue as well. And again, as Gráinne mentioned, you just don't know what you're getting.
And are there reliable online suppliers? Are there places you can go online and get what you pay for?
Well, not really when it comes to medicines. I mean, I know we are looking at, we're moving into more online, I suppose, ways of healthcare at the moment. But, pharmacists have to be registered, have to have an actual premises. And while you can use a certain amount of, say, online by emailing the prescription to the pharmacist, you still have to get it. And there are some pharmacies in Ireland who do have an online function. But again, the pharmacists there, and it is very tightly regulated. I suppose what people are buying off online are illegal websites that we don't know what the quality of the medicine is. Is it seized medicine? Is it stolen medicine? Is it counterfeit medicine, really, which is what is a particular issue. And for prescription-only medicines, they are prescription-only for a reason. And it's not just the dangers of them counterfeit. If people take prescription medicines that they shouldn't take, that they could interfere with other medicines that they're taking, or they could also cause a particular health issue, perhaps if they have a heart condition.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, in relation to perhaps some items you mentioned, erectile dysfunction or weight loss or steroids or those kind of medicines, is cost also a factor here, that the what's been offered is cheaper online?
Yeah, that seems to be the case for some people who are ordering medicines online. They might think it's expensive to go to a doctor, or they might think that these medicines are actually cheaper online. But again, they just don't know whether they're legitimate or not. And it is illegal to purchase medicines without a prescription, prescription medicines, you know, from these particular sources. And if you look at the type of medicines, as we mentioned, they're erectile dysfunction medicines. You can actually get those medicines legitimately in your pharmacy without a prescription. Now, there is an over-the-counter version of erectile dysfunction medicines available. Maybe some people don't know that. Okay. But again, the HPRA have just, just pointed out the dangers of these medicines, the fact that it is illegal, and that patients should obtain their medicines through recognised and regulated sources.
We'll leave it there. Priscilla, thanks very much for that. That's Priscilla Lynch from the Medical Independent.